Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. Okay, Arisha, so as you know, I'm redoing my kitchen again.
Yeah, well, sometimes if what you end up with is a flop,
you flip it.
Yeah, that's exactly what home renovation star Christina Hoch does on her long-running HGTV show Flip or Flop.
Yeah, and you know, in her real life, when it comes to relationships, sadly, she's had her fair share of flops.
I mean, who hasn't?
True.
And Christina just finalized her second divorce in June of this year, but she's engaged again.
Yeah, I mean, when you know, right?
Okay, that's what you said about your kitchen.
Well, you know, maybe third time's a charm.
You're gonna redo your kitchen again, aren't you?
Probably. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Tuesday, September 21st.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Give me that
hot sauce. So it's a beautiful, warm evening in Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. You're having dinner on the ocean as the sun sets. Waves gently break onto the sand as you hear the thrilling pop from the bottle of champagne you've just opened with the love of your life.
Okay, so am I the main character of a rom-com? Because this sounds just a little too perfect.
Yeah, I mean, that makes me the funny best friend, so that all checks out. But it might as well be, because honestly, this is the real life of HGTV star Christina Hoch. Now, after just months of dating, she's engaged to her realtor boyfriend, Josh Hall, after he proposed on their recent trip to Mexico.
Yeah, so there have been rumors for a while, but now it's finally official. Christina, the star of the reality show Flip or Flop, announced her engagement on Instagram yesterday when she shared a few photos of her and Josh looking super romantic and coupley. And in the photos, she's wearing a huge diamond ring on her left hand. She captioned the photos with a series of emojis, which, is this a trend?
Yeah, I guess so.
Of like announcing engagement? I feel like that's what celebrities do.
Yeah.
Words are just left for us plebes. She also changed her Instagram bio to celebrate the news by adding Josh's name next to a diamond ring emoji.
Right. So the official announcement comes after engagement rumors have literally been swirling around for weeks at this point.
Yeah. So the rumors started back in mid-August when Page Six shared pictures from Christina's Instagram of the couple together. And in one of the pictures, it's hard not to notice that she's got a huge diamond ring on her ring finger. And she's also holding a glass of champagne. Now, a lot of people think this just means she's a closet Richie, which is probably true.
Yes.
But other people think that it meant she was engaged. The photo didn't last long. And here's where it's really sus. It was quickly deleted and replaced with a similar photo, but no ring.
Right.
And the ring that disappeared looks a lot like the ring that's now on her finger.
This is textbook Sam Asghari. Like, why is this happening to everyone? Get your socials in check. So Christina started dating Josh earlier this year, and the two obviously got pretty serious very quickly. Christina first confirmed their new relationship in early July with an Instagram post. She captioned the post with a story about smoking the hallucinogenic venom from a species of toad, which is apparently a real thing.
Yeah.
And they basically take toad venom. It's milked from the toad, which I don't know who has that job. They dry it, and then you can smoke it.
Do toads even have nipples to milk? I had no idea. Yeah, so I had to go down, a very deep Wikipedia hole for this because it just blows my mind. So you used to have to physically lick the toad for its effects. So I think we can say that Christina got off pretty easy here.
Fair.
She wrote, I met Josh when I wasn't in a state of fear or fight or flight. I'd taken time off social, hired a spiritual coach, and smoked a bufo toad, which basically reset my brain and kicked out years of anxiety in 15 minutes. Which, where can we get that?
Exactly. Can I get the number of this spiritual coach?
I'll take two.
Also, I gotta say, smoked a toad, met her prince. It's the new, new fairy tale.
Yes. So Us Magazine reported that their relationship most likely started in April. And when Christina announced they were dating, she clapped back at trolls who came for her in her Instagram comments. Always here for good clapback. Yep. She reminded them she's 38 and said, I may be a bit crazy and I'm definitely not perfect, but I will never live my life based on other people's judgments or opinions. We pride ourselves on never judging others and always wanting others to be happy, which, preach.
Seriously. I gotta say, that's one of my favorite things to do now that I'm in my 30s, to be like, I'm 36, so, you can't do that in your 20s. Like, I'm 24, I know what I'm talking about.
I mean, they'd say it, but they don't know what they're talking about.
They don't know what they're talking about. I mean, I don't even know. So the couple has been posted all over her Instagram since then, and the day before the engagement announcement, Christina gushed about Josh on her Instagram in a birthday post.
Yeah, she posted a photo of the two of them on the beach and captioned it, Happy birthday, baby. You give me that teenage kind of love vibe and manly protection. It's a combo for a lifetime of happiness and success.
I mean, teenage love is truly magical. Mm-hmm. Like, remember when you're a teenager, you're like, oh my God, I'm so in love. This is the rest of my life.
Yeah.
So that's
except
a compliment.
I felt that for literally every other guy
that you meet. Still. To this day. You heard it here
first. No, it's every two now. Come on.
Okay, all right.
Here.
So this is actually going to be Christina's third marriage. And recently, both of her exes have also been making headlines about their own relationships. Mm-hmm. So Christina was first married to Tarek Al-Musa from 2009 to 2018. And they publicly split in 2016, but the divorce wasn't official until 2018.
So for Home Improvement show fans, Christina and Tarek were a widely popular couple as the stars of Flip or Flop. They have two kids together. And since they split, things have not always been amicable. Earlier this year, Tarek was seen shouting at Christina on the set of Flip or Flop, yelling that he made her, calling her a washed up loser. He also said, look at me, look at me, look at me. It's called winning. It's like, really? Is that what it's called? Or is it called being an absolute douche? So he since apologized for that, saying it's difficult to work with an ex and he wants to just move forward.
Okay. You know I love HGTV shows.
Yes, I've been to your house for more than 2 minutes.
Yes. Tarek is trash, and he's always been trash. So if I brought this design choice to Ross, and he talked to me the way Tarek talked to Christina, I'd be like, get out of here. This is my show now. Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
You just handle the buildy stuff.
And in that word, too. Buildy
yes,
stuff. That's
the buildy
what they call
stuff.
It. Yeah.
So Tarek is actually also engaged now to, of course, another reality star and another realtor, Heather Rae Young.
Yeah, I gotta say, this you're either selling houses or making houses or decorating houses, and it's so insular.
Yeah.
So Heather stars on the Netflix show Selling Sunset. She's gushed quite a few times about her relationship with Tarek, and the two took the next step last August when he proposed with not a 6, not a 7, but an 8-carat diamond ring.
Yeah, this thing is giant.
I mean, she has to walk with her two hands together to hold it up. Like, her hand is so heavy.
Yeah, imagine carrying that and Tarek's ego all in one. That's, bless her.
Every day is an arm day. My gosh.
So, also, go figure. Heather has a connection to Christina's new fiance, Josh Hall. Like, this is all...
I can't keep up with all this. I need, like, a chart with the lines drawn to keep track. So, Josh has two sisters. One is Stacey Adams, formerly known as Stacey Hall, or to anyone who watched The Hills, Stacey the bartender.
Mm-hmm.
His other sister is podcaster Jessica Hall, who actually has had a long friendship with Heather, and they've been photographed together over the last decade many times, although it's unclear if they're still friends now.
Not to be outdone, Christina's other ex is also making headlines.
Yeah, so after divorcing Tarek, Christina remarried in December of 2018 to English TV presenter Anne Anstead. The two called it fate when they met, welcomed a baby boy back in September of 2019. And right around when their son turned one in 2020, Christina announced that she was divorcing Anne, which he publicly said he didn't want and had hoped to make the marriage work.
Yeah, although this year, literally just months after separating from Christina, Ant has been spotted with Renee Zellweger. So I think it's safe to say he's okay.
Yeah. I mean, the couple surprised everyone. Like, I did not see it coming at all. It seemed like an odd pairing. Mm-hmm. Renee Zellweger, I feel like, is notorious for pairing up with people that you don't expect. But then it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. All right. They've been spotted together since the spring and actually just recently became red carpet official at an event in August.
There's so many different types of official now. Like, I can't.
I know. I don't know.
So obviously this moved pretty fast. So I'm going to need your expert relationship advice here. Do you think this is third time's a charm for Christina?
Oh, 100%. She smoked toad venom. Like, if that doesn't clinch the relationship, then what's going to?
Yeah. You know what they say. Smoke, drugs, get love. Do they say that?
Yep. That's the DARE motto now.
Yep. So I gotta say, I hope this one is not a flop for Christina.
Yeah, I mean, life is already floppy enough.
Truly. I'm over here just flopping through life. Me and my giant jugs just flopping away.
Mine just hit my head earlier today, so I get it.
Oh, prayers up. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
If you like our show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
And tell your friends, we've got the hot goss.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.